We zijn nog steeds in Essex en als u zich afvraagt waar we zijn in de kelder op bezoek bij de Romeinen samen met Stephen. The Romans are here, aren't they?
They are indeed. This is where we take the children into the foundations and we give them a story tour. We give them an educational visit and tell them all about the Romans. And we use some of the equipment. These are replicas of the equipment that the Romans would have used, but we actually show them the objects. We have the helmet, we have the Roman armor, we have the shield, and we also have the famous Roman sword, the gladius. This is a replica of the actual famous Roman. This is where we get the word gladiator from. This is actually from the gladius, the Roman soldier's stabbing sword. And it is a stabbing sword. It's designed to be thrust forward as the Romans are marching in formation. A very effective weapon. And this is what the Roman Empire was pretty much built upon. And this is what conquered Colchester, or Camulodunum, as it was called, in AD 43.
Is it very heavy?
Yep,
it's echt zwaar, zeg. Ja, dan kun je nagaan. Het is een replica, dus misschien is het echter nog iets zwaarder geweest.
It should be sharper than that. But the only part that normally survives is the bone handle after 2,000 years underground. Unfortunately, most of this rusts away, unfortunately. Yeah. But that is and we have actually the pilum, which is the throwing spear as well. This is what the Romans would have thrown into battle. And it's a clever piece of weaponry because it's designed to hit the shield and then it bends. There's a softer metal in the middle and it bends down. So it actually stops the Celts, the Brits marching, Britons marching into battle. So that's the throwing javelin or spear, the Romans, the pilum.